Welcome to the second episode of Movement.
I'm Nandita Mathur and I'm talking to Dr. Raja Chauhan, who is a runner, coach and sports medicine doctor.
Since we've got you off the couch in the first episode, it is now time to ensure that you keep up the momentum and keep moving. The theme for this week is keep moving. So Dr. Chauhan, in the last episode you mentioned that somebody who's about to start running should, you know, sort of start with a brisk walk and an easy walk. But what happens if you get breathless too soon?
Very commonly people come to me asking about the same. Idea should be when they are doing this brisk walk and the easy walk, that easy walk is supposed to be the recovery phase. It's not just generally there, you know, just hey, have fun. So you're supposed to basically catch your breath again, take long breaths in and out. Mm-hmm. So you're ready for the next bout of that brisk walk that will happen for a minute or so.
Right.
Now this we're going to carry on when the running happens and when someone's running, even as long as a 42 or 100 or whatever it be. That simple philosophy is going to be taking place, that recover during your recovery phase. So catch your breath. Take long breaths in and out. It is going to be very important. Now, having said that, most people haven't been breathing properly. They've taken it for granted during the existence of 30, 40, 50 years on this planet. Okay? So it's crucial that they start appreciating it a little bit. Breathe in, hold it for a second or two, and breathe out. And a simple analogy I'd like to talk about is, imagine there's a bus loaded with oxygen that's coming, and your lungs is the bus stop. If the bus doesn't have enough time to unload the oxygen, you know, there'll be no exchange of oxygen and carbon dioxide. If it goes too quick, there's nothing happening. So effectively, a slow breath needs to happen. Okay?
Right.
So oxygen gets off, carbon dioxide gets on the bus, and you're okay with breathing then. So that's very important, slow breathing.
Right, that's helpful. What about the right kind of gear? Because very often people just run with, you know, normal shoes, maybe skeds. What is the right kind of footwear that is needed for running?
Again, a lot of injuries are tending to happen because people have just picked up running for a week, 10 days, month, 2 months, and suddenly their injuries, which just shouldn't have happened because they've run just in the wrong gear. So I would be like, it's okay to get started and, you know, all that, but once you're starting to run, please, you know, have running specific shoes. Don't just run in a leather shoe and all that. I get that. I get that very commonly. So all brands that are now available in India today, any of the sports running brands, they do a very, very good job. Okay?
Okay.
So get a medium level or an entry level, but a running shoe.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be a couple of $1,000 and that really, really works.
Right.
Okay? So shoes is worthwhile spending money on.
Mm.
The other thing that is very crucial is the socks that people don't appreciate. Okay, so socks are very, very important. Don't just wear just the old type cotton socks and all that. They are running specific socks that, again, all the brands do. So running socks are very important. Coming to the rest of it, you know, shorts, or do they want to wear tights or whatever. I'm completely fine with that. The shirts need to be, they are these running specific ones that are there which soak the sweat and keep dry, all that. So they are, all brands again do that. So running t-shirts that are there should be the ones worn by them. As far as ladies go, please, very, very important. People won't appreciate, but sports bras become very important. Otherwise, you'll be chafing all over the place and all that. So if you just take care of all that, those very basic things, because nothing goes wrong with a t-shirt or a shorts for the very long time if it's a good brand.
Right.
For a year, 2 years, it's not going anywhere.
Right. So gear is definitely a worthwhile investment while running.
Definitely.
What about things like, you know, non-stop running? For instance, if I've started to run, do I just go non-stop running for, you know, 30 minutes, or can I take a break? How does one go about it?
So most people who come, they try running, you know, when they're starting off, and they try to do the 30-minute and the 20-minute non-stop. And again, that's a recipe for disaster because they haven't been doing it forever. So it's very important to break it down into smaller units, 3 minutes, 2 minutes, take a break, recover and get back at it again. Cumulatively, if you've done, you know, 30 minutes, that's great. Why non-stop? So no, please don't get carried away by that. There's a great example. There's a lady who holds a world record right now for marathons, Paula Radcliffe. And I think it was 2006 London Marathon.
Mm-hmm.
She actually took a loo break and still did a 2:17 or something, 2 hours 17 minutes for a 42-kilometer run.
Wow.
Most guys can't do that.
Right.
So forget about ladies. So point really is, if there's a need for a break, which I'm saying please take frequently, there's a little plan that we have, and it'll do far better than someone who actually runs nonstop and then crawls at the end of it. They will take a lot longer than you.
Right.
So that strategy helps.
The next section of the podcast is the assignment for the week.
So again, first one is the drill that we did. Last time we did just the jogging in the same spot or skipping. So here, just add being tall as well to it. Okay, so you just, as if you're like a little puppet, and you're just hopping up and down in the
so
same spot.
You're actually jumping on the spot, is it?
That's right, okay. But tall. You don't lose the tallness, if it were. Okay, mm-hmm. So that's very crucial, because when you're running, there is a tendency for people to slump and run once they're getting tired. So just, let's make it a habit from now, word go, let's make it a habit to be running tall. And keep skipping, because now what we're doing is, we're creating a muscle memory, because you're running soft. So when you skip or when you run in the same spot, you will be soft. So that's the reason for doing this. The exercise is a very, very simple one. Last time we did between the shoulder blades. This time we're going to the other end of the body, and you're talking about the heel raises or the calf. It's for the calves. What you're doing is you're standing on the floor,
right,
and you're just trying to grow tall. So you're just getting off your heels and getting down again,
mm-hmm.
and keep repeating it. Maybe you need to take support of a wall or something. Just keep going up and down,
so
25 to 30
actually
times.
You're just raising your calf up and down, is it?
That's right. So heels.
Heels. Okay.
So it's working the calves.
Mm.
And do 25 to 30 repetitions, some 5 times a day. Very easy to do, right? You're just going on your toes, basically.
Mm.
And that's all you're doing in this. It's very important, because calves are the underused in running,
right,
when it should be a very important muscle for it, and leads to a lot of injuries otherwise. The third part is, what do we do with our running here? So last time I was saying 1 minute of brisk walk, 5 minutes of, you know, the other one, the easy walk.
Right.
Now we're changing it a little bit. Let's do easy walk for 4 minutes. But the brisk walk now happens for 2 minutes. And again, when you do the easy walk, catch your breath, recover, have the water if you want. And when
right.
you do the brisk walk, go all out. I mean, you know, go fast. And just repeat it again for 6 times if you can.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so again, 30 minutes, 36 minutes that we're playing with. We'll gradually get to running in, like, you know, next week then.
Right. What about, do we add a slow jog to it as well, or...?
Again, it entirely depends. So we are almost customizing it for you. So if someone was feeling it very, very easy last time, it's a great idea after the brisk walk, even add a 30-second slow jog, very easy slow jog,
mm-hmm.
and keep repeating it again and again like that. So yes, someone can, but it's entirely up to them, you know, how they feel about it.
The next section is about story of the week.
So yes, in this one, I had an interesting person here. I mean, she narrated the whole story to me. Some 2 years back, she'd got into a job and she was topper in the class and all that stuff, and taken up by one of the top corporates. Somehow, when she went in there, for some reason, she wasn't performing as good as she should have.
Mm-hmm.
And she could not understand what was going on. Neither could, obviously, the guys who had hired her. And somehow she picked up running. Suddenly she saw that she started doing better at work. So this was after a year or more at work. And everyone started applauding her, and she was like, there's nothing different. It's me. It's the same workplace. It's the same people that I have, seniors and juniors.
Right.
And the only thing that's changed is running. She had just baby step, like exactly what you're talking about, you know, a kilometer, half a kilometer, and getting to the next and to the next level. When she had come to me, she had already started doing triathlons. So that would be swimming, running, cycling. And she is right now, you know, getting all promotions and, you know, everyone praising her for her work. The only thing that she claims is, you know, there's no change in her relationships and all that, except for the running and the, you know, the other physical activities
right.
she's done. So I think that's great. I think physical benefits are a byproduct. I think these are things people change. They become better people if they're more physically active.
Right.
So that's worked for her in this case.
Yeah, that's amazing that her professional life has enhanced after running.
Yeah.
So we wrap up this podcast with movement of the week.
So we, as I spoke last time as well about the moon movement thing, you know, the 47th anniversary of a man landing on the moon. I think just carrying on with that, because for people who did not hear the last week's podcast, the whole idea is if friends in a corporate or a family, whole bunch of people coming together and saying, hey, listen, we'll do a 47 kilometers on that date, which is the 21st of July,
right.
You know, we'll all come together and do 47 kilometers together. I think that's a great idea. Let's please do that. And we could use this podcast to activate people and, you know, almost coach them to get to that distance, whatever they want to do that day.
Yeah, that's great. So if you decide to take on the challenge and complete the 47 kilometers, however you may wish to, do share with us your experience at feedback@livemint.com, or you can follow us on our Mint Facebook page or our Twitter handle @livemint.
See you next Friday.